Last year, America's pharmaceutical companies invested nearly $50 billion in research for new drugs to treat diseases from hepatitis to depression. On this edition of Valley Public Radio's commentary series, The Moral Is, Kay Bonner Cummings says that despite those massive investments, new research is calling into question our reliance, or perhaps our over-reliance, on prescription medication.
What is the state of drug research in America? Do the medications that doctors prescribe really speed the rate of our recovery? Should we even trust them? Well, these questions are beginning to be answered. Research out of Harvard and Stanford universities is leading many to question the healthcare industry. At the May 2011 TEDMED conference in Washington, D.C., Dr. John Ioannidis, director of the Prevention Research Center at the Stanford University School of Medicine, dropped a bombshell. Dr. Ioannidis is both a physician and a medical statistician, and he's been conducting drug effectiveness research for several decades. At the TEDMED conference, Dr. Ioannidis reported on his latest research, demonstrating that much of the published information relied on by doctors is flawed. Ioannidis' work directly questions the validity of accepted medical research. For one of his research studies, he chose 49 of the most highly regarded research findings over a 13-year period, having to do with hormone replacement therapy for menopausal women. He found 41% of those studies, almost half, to be wrong or to have been significantly exaggerated. How could this be? He asked. Causes he cited included conflicts of interest, that is, the desire by researchers to make a scientific breakthrough, or the need of professors to publish their work in order to gain academic standing, or the obsession by some of those researchers to win large research grants, often from the very pharmaceutical companies that stand to benefit financially from that research. According to Ioannidis, these are all corrupting forces with serious ethical ramifications. Ioannidis' career was the subject of a long article in the November 2010 issue of The Atlantic. David Freeman, its author, wrote that central to Dr. Ioannidis' professional pursuits is the question, can any medical research studies be trusted? Dr. Ioannidis, he wrote, worries that the field of medical research is so pervasively flawed and so riddled with conflicts of interest that it might be chronically resistant to change. In addition, noted Ioannidis, positive research findings of all types have now been refuted by subsequent research. Considering that Dr. Ioannidis is one of the world's foremost experts in the credibility of medical research, these are indeed very serious charges. Take another example. Dr. Irvine Kirsch, Associate Director of the Program in Placebo Studies at the Harvard Medical School, recently reported on CBS News 60 Minutes that antidepressant drugs have proven no more effective for most people than placebos, otherwise known as dummy pills. His conclusion is that a key ingredient to patient recovery is faith in the drug. He said, "It's not the chemical ingredients of the drug that are making patients better, but an expectation of healing." And he added, "This is true for other medical procedures as well." These and other research results about the dissemination of questionable research findings in medicine are cause for concern. Not only do they directly affect patient health and recovery, they have serious fiscal consequences. With the United States Budget Office reporting a hefty 21% of our 2011 taxes going to Medicare and Medicaid, I suggest we all should be asking ourselves why we as a nation are so drug dependent. For The Moral Is, this is Kay Cummings.
The commentary series The Moral Is was produced by Valley Public Radio in association with the Bonner Center for Character Education at California State University, Fresno. The opinions expressed are those of the writer and not necessarily Valley Public Radio. Send us your comments with an email. The address is talk@kvpr.org.